Chapter 1. Communication, the Road to Intimacy. When divorced couples were asked, "Why did your marriage fail?" 86% said, "Deficient communication." If that is true, then communication in marriage must be extremely important. Communication involves self-revelation on the part of one individual and listening on the part of another. In its simplest form, communication is talking and listening. However, unless talking and listening are accompanied by honest, loving feedback on the part of the listener, little communication can take place. In fact, miscommunication and misunderstanding will probably be the results. In good marital communication, the husband and wife each share thoughts, feelings, experiences, values, priorities, and judgments, while the other listens sympathetically. Both partners share on the same open, honest level. One of the main purposes of this book, of course, is to discuss some practical ways to enhance the process, to get you speaking each other's language. God's Divine Example. God's communication to man is the model of our communication with each other. The Scriptures say that God has spoken to man in many ways throughout history. He has spoken through angels, visions, dreams, nature, creation, and supremely through His Son, Jesus Christ. All of this is recorded in the Bible. How did the Bible come into existence? Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. The result is that the Bible gives us words from God. Thus, we have the potential for knowing God because God has spoken. Yet, we know there are many people who do not have a relationship with God because they have either not listened to His self-revelation or they have responded negatively and walked away to live alone. Thus, they have no relationship and no fellowship with God. There is no intimacy between them and the Creator. On the other hand, for those who have accepted Christ, intimacy with Him is a matter of degree. It is obvious that some Christians are much closer to God than other Christians. The vehicle for gaining intimacy with God as a Christian is regular communication with God. We are to listen to God as He speaks to us through His Word, and we are to respond to God with our honest thoughts, feelings, and decisions. When God speaks, we listen to Him. When we speak, God listens to us. Through this process, over a period of time, an individual can have a growing intimacy with the God of the universe. There is nothing in life more important than this kind of relationship with God. It enhances all of life, both here and hereafter. The same is true in a covenant marriage. Communication leads to intimacy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, Paul raises a question that every woman has asked. Who knows the thoughts of a man? Answer, only the man's spirit within him. Essentially, Paul is saying that only you know what is going on in your mind. The old saying, "I can read him like a book," is simply not true. Wives, you may think you know what is going on in your husband's mind, but actually, you don't. Husbands, you know that you don't know what is going on in her mind, right? If you have been married for 30 years and you have had lots of open communication, there may be some truth to the statement, "I can read him like a book." Ultimately, however, it is never fully true. We cannot read another person's mind. Body language is supposed to tell us about people by the way they fold their arms, cross their legs, sit, speak, or use facial expressions. It is true that we can pick up some cues from a person's behavior, but we can never know what is in others' minds simply by looking at them. For example, when you observe a lady crying, you may assume that she is troubled. However, you have no idea by observation whether she is experiencing grief over the loss of a spouse or a child, or whether she has just been fired from her job, or whether she has just hit her thumb with a hammer. Her tears may even be tears of joy. Only if she chooses to tell you will you know what is behind her tears.